I know this is different, and I knew it would be different. So I'm just in a position right now to open my Bible. And you're in a position to open yours. And we are all in a position to read the Word of God. I don't know. All I know, we get the offering in just a little bit. And I kind of sense it's going to be like this anyway. So y'all just hold tight, everybody. I'm about to say some things from the Word that is gonna, I just believe it's gonna revolutionize your life. Even though you heard it and you heard it and you heard it, but the Bible says what faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And if you will go ahead and turn with me to the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Mark Gospel, chapter 11 and verse 11. Mark 11 and verse 11. And I may read this from two different translations. Mark 11, verse 11. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Mark 11. Verse 11. And we're still on the thought framing your world. Framing your world. And of course, the text says, through faith we understand, this is Hebrew 11:3. Through faith we understand that the world, you can go ahead and put up Mark 11:11. Through faith we understand that the what? Worlds were framed, how? How? Through faith we understand that the world were framed, how? I don't hear y'all saying that. By the word of what? God. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem, into the temple. It's verse 11. And he had, and when he had looked round about upon all things, you know, he checked everything out. Now evening time was come. He went out unto Bethany with the 12. On the morrow, when they was come from Bethany, he was hungry. Say hungry.
Hungry.
Seeing a fig tree afar, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the times of the figs were not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it. So Jesus said to it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And he and his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to, now notice what he began to do, began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer any man, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple, right? And he taught, after he got them all out of there and wouldn't let nobody go through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, it is written, my house shall be called what? Of all nations, the house of prayer. Now, one little key. Can y'all see why we are praying? Jesus put great, great, great emphasis on prayer. He did it and he taught it. I said he prayed and he taught people to pray, his followers. He told us out of his own mouth, men ought to always pray. Then he said, praying always with all prayer and supplication where? In the spirit. Notice he put emphasis in the spirit. And that's the very thing two men of the body of Christ fight, praying in the spirit. Let me move on. And the scribes, now notice now, and the who? Scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him. For they feared him because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And when the evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter called to remember and said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is what? Withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, what? Have faith in God. Let me read this from the Amplified. Would that be okay? Amplified. And Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple enclosure, the temple enclosure. And when he had looked round, surveying and observing everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany together with the 12 apostles.